Hey, guess what? It's another sunrise. We did it. It's good morning. Welcome to Spisano and Sandy. And this is 98.9 The Buzz, the Breakfast Buzz. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. Hello. Morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good. I think we're all doing just one notch better just because the weather is finally cooperating.
Oh, what a beautiful day it was yesterday. Today we're going to do the same thing. Mostly sunny, 72 degrees.
Oh,
bah, it could be like this all year. It's fine.
They're
a little cooler near the lake, but geez. You would like yesterday. Today's going to be awesome. Tomorrow, what are we getting up to? About the same, 73 degrees. And as the weekend progresses and we get more into it, of course, we were saying yesterday, you know, straight through, well, but now there's going to be a chance for maybe a shower creeping in, but nothing to wash you out.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter because you're not going to be social gathering with a lot of people anyway.
That's right. Is that right?
That's right.
I want to give a shout out to early risers, all you early risers out there. Reach out to us, and we'd love to recognize you. And thank you for listening. We really do appreciate you listening.
What time do you get up?
Me?
Well, in general.
You were looking at me. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. I work with you. Don't you know?
I'm not there when you wake up. But what time do you wake up?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay. Early risers, Lisa Baldwin Lochner.
Hey.
She wakes up. Oh, this woman. She wakes up at 3:30 or 4 a.m.
Why?
She says, because I have too much freaking energy. So she just pops up. She's like you on a night with a full moon.
Oh, my God. Do you think people are getting more sleep during this stay-in mode that we're in? Do you think people are going to bed a little earlier or getting longer so they're waking up a little earlier?
Gosh, I don't know. That's a good question.
I kind of feel that. I kind of feel that it is.
222-2899.
Yeah, call us. If you're getting more sleep, 222-BUZZ. You know what? Okay, so little pull back the velvet rope here.
Mm-hmm.
My beloved CPAP machine, which I'm so damn proud of, has a timer on it and tells you how long you were under the Darth Vader mask thing.
Oh, in deep sleep or just with the mask on?
No, power on, power off.
Okay.
And I've noticed that I'm actually getting a little bit more sleep.
That's good.
I'm not sure if it's because I'm not taking a stupid nap because we get up ungodly like the early risers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, you know, double craziness and baby and all that stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm surprised you're getting more sleep.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be non-existent because of the baby.
Well, she was up at 4:10, 4:11 this morning while I was getting ready. I'm like, ugh.
Gosh, that kid always wakes up just a few minutes before your alarm rings.
My alarm goes off at 3:55.
Oh, does it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then I hop in the shower. But, you know, I told my wife, I was like, our bathroom is directly on the other side of her bedroom's right on the other side of our bathroom.
I'm so sure you turn she the can hear it,
yeah,
you think?
I think so. It's like I you turn the fan on, you know, and it's like, but I don't know.
I wonder because babies can sleep in during a concert. I mean, they can sleep through anything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
She just knows. Daddy's awake. I got to say hi.
Well, the other day it was like we put her bed at 7, and she woke up at 7 the next morning. So I don't know. Hey. Whatever. We got calls coming in, Sandy. Say good morning to the Buzz. Hello. Hi.
My alarm goes off at 0300.
0300. There you go. You're so lucky.
Why?
Man, it's like happy hour for you right now.
Ah, Scotty, what's up?
Hey, buddy boy.
So I've noticed my kids get more sleep. I don't.
Is there a reason? Are they just bored and they're just like, good night?
No, my kids are lazy.
Oh.
All right.
That's
yeah,
right. They don't
so,
go to
so
school.
Every kid. Yeah.
But we try keeping them on the whole school routine, like get them up at 6:30, make sure they can sit down at the table by like 8 and do their school. Yeah, that lasted like 3 weeks.
Oh, I think a lot of parents are right there with you. All the parents that are like,
they do their schoolwork every morning, and then they do their chores. But, yeah, that's not till like 9, 10.
Okay, what are the ages?
My kids are 15 and 16.
Okay, we have a perfect, if you could hang tight for 1 second, we'd love to have you as a professor in Buzz Baby University. Because we
the
have
dean.
A question. Oh, yeah, the dean, I'm sorry.
This is the dean.
Hey, it's not too often I get a title.
So all right, hang on 1 second because we'd love to hear your feedback. But we're taking an informal poll right now, 222-2899, yes or no, is it okay for a few teenagers to hang out? Together.
Okay.
Give us a call because we want to have a definitive answer in Buzz Baby University today, what you guys feel.
Once again, is it cool to just have your teen and another couple of them just hang out in this day and age, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds good. Again, mostly sunny, 72 degrees, coming up on 6 on The Buzz. Good morning. That's the Ramones on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano and Sandy Waters. Good morning, Sandy. Hi, you. How are you?
Hello. Oh, my gosh. We should have had Skype on for everybody to see. Scott was dancing like crazy in the studio.
Love the Ramones. That's why we play everything all the time. We don't repeat a song all day long. You know how that works, right? Just tell your friends. Hey, so 6:08 and another beautiful day, just gorgeous, mostly sunny, 72 degrees, just yay. I mean, with little tiny possibility or no rain all the way through Monday and close to 80 degrees. Wow.
Want to say big shout out to Rachel DeRay. She wakes up around this time, 6 a.m. She listens to The Buzz. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Works as a home health aide.
Ah, thank you.
She has no choice to wake up early.
And I know a friend of mine, his fiance, is a home health aide, and she gets tested every week. And as a benefit, he also gets tested for the coronavirus, just because, you know, association.
Oh.
How cool is that?
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
So we need to make
this. He does it on his own or he has to do it?
No, I think it comes as part of like her gig.
So her. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. How cool is that?
That's good.
Yeah. It's an extra benefit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's like getting a free gift certificate somewhere, like because you're it's one of the perks of your significant other's jobs.
Is getting tested a perk?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I want to get tested, but I don't have the symptoms, and I'm not really eligible, and I wouldn't want to take a test. Huh?
Why do you want to get tested?
I just want to know if I had it or not.
Oh, the antibody test, or do you want to get tested the stick up the nose?
Either.
I didn't see it as a perk, but okay, you're right. It's
a bendy thing up the nose. It's not the stick up the nose. It's a weird bendy thing.
The yardstick.
Yes, the giant.
The branch. You want to get the tree branch up here? No, I'm just kidding. It's not bad. It's not bad. So
hey,
I hear.
Listen, I got to tell you. Here's a quote that came down yesterday that you need to hear. Mm. It's happening all over our community, in the city, throughout the county, even in rural areas. So we are all in this together. We're not going to have one set of standards for people who live in certain areas and a different set of standards for people that live in other neighborhoods. This quote coming from the mayor and RPD chief about this weekend, about really being cautious ahead of Memorial Day. You know, Memorial Day, I mean, this is the celebration. This is the we finally broke free of spring and summer is right coming around the corner. Get out of the house, whoop it up, get together, people barbecue. And it's also a time to honor our veterans. But they're saying you really need to follow social distancing guidelines. And you need to wear a mask. You need to remain 6 feet apart. And do not hold gatherings of more than 10 people at a time. You know, I mean, we're in the opening phases of this phase one. And the metrics and the data depend on what we're doing. And if one large gathering could very well become the epicenter of an outbreak, Mayor Warren said. And that would drive the metrics in the wrong direction. And next thing you know, we go backwards and everybody has to, like, you know, with the rewind.
And that's going to hurt. We were talking about it when Jill Schlesinger came on. When was it?
Yesterday.
Couple weeks ago. Where we're like, No. When we were talking about, it's kind of like when you get your wisdom teeth, you got to do it all in one shot. Otherwise, you're not going back to the dentist chair, right? Because it's that painful. So it's kind of like the lockdown where nobody wants to go back to day one because that was awful. It was so painful. We don't want to go full blown lockdown again.
Well, I don't want to go to my job. Say my job started to reappear and then have to go away from my job again. And then like,
Right. It's going to be more painful, isn't it?
And you know what it's going to be? It's going to be somebody else that does this to you. So if we all think about each other, right? I just picture, because we got Buzz Baby University coming up in a few minutes, all about teenagers getting together. I just picture them with, like, pool noodles stuck to their heads, like 6 feet, and they can't get any closer than a pool noodle.
Why would you put the pool noodle on their head? I mean, there's other places to put it, and you put it on their head?
Well, right in their forehead.
I would
straight
put it on
out,
their
like,
foot.
Like a unicorn.
No,
like
on
a
their
unicorn.
Foot.
No, I don't want you to. I don't want you to get close to my face.
Could you, that's just a visual. Oh, God, just enjoy that visual for 1 second. Jeez.
Coming up in Buzz Baby University in just a few minutes.
We're taking an informal poll. You got to decide yes or no on this, okay? And you guys are going to weigh in on this in Buzz Baby University. Is it okay for just a few teenagers to hang out with each other? Yes or no? Call us. We're taking the informal poll, 222-2899 on the Buzz.
Thursday morning, a 98.9 to Buzz in Spazano and Sandy. Beautiful sunshine, bright skies. Need the shades if you're driving towards the east this morning. And good morning on Spazano and Sandy.
Is it okay for teenagers to hang out? What do you think? Yes or no?
Buzz Baby University coming up here. What do you think? Call us at 222-BUZZ. Hey, officially today, mostly sunny, 72. Tomorrow, sunshiny, 73. And all the way up through the weekend into 80 by Monday. For the Memorial Day stay-at-home celebration. The slight chance of rain somewhere in there. Not quite sure where, but it's not going to wash you out. It's not going to dampen your pleasures of not going anywhere and hanging out with more than 10 people.
We'll see here now. Now, because it's Memorial Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
all the, you know, the policymakers are telling us, you know, make sure you practice social distancing. 10 people can't. Now they're saying you can worship. So,
but 10 people or less.
But 10 people or less. So now we're in this gray area in Buzz Baby University. I was so heartbroken yesterday when my teenager came to me. She's 15, mm-hmm. going to be 16 in a few months.
Man.
And she was like, now we have been practicing social distancing like,
to the extreme.
To the T.
To the extreme, yes.
We are only hanging out with each other, and that is it. And she was like, Ma, you know, I'm the only one of all my friends that are not hanging out with each other.
Oh.
I'm the only one. And I go, no, you can't be the only one. This is what we're supposed to be doing, not hanging out. Well, I'm the only one, and I feel like I feel like I'm now not part of the group. And I'm like, oh no, you know how tough that is as a teenager, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to fit in. And I'm like, oh gosh.
And you know, it's funny because you have these pulling feelings that I think the sheeple thing, the everybody's doing it feeling and you're seeing other people, you know, and you're seeing what's on television because you're not going out and you're seeing news reports of people in crowds and how they're not supposed to. And you just like, it pulls you, right? And for a teenager, as you said, it's. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And all the teenagers in our neighborhood, they're all hanging out with each other. She goes, now look at that was my friend group. And now I don't even know them. And once you, Ma, you know, as a teenager, you know, once you're not part, now they're creating their own memories and their own funny inside jokes that I'm not part of. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. Like, what's going to happen now next year when they do go back to school, if they do? Now she's been removed from,
clique.
I'm torn.
The clique,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I didn't want to say that word, but you're absolutely right.
It is.
You're
it's
absolutely
true.
Right.
It's a clique.
It's really tough as a teenager. And then I was like, well, I'm sorry. This is the way we are. I was very adamant about it. I'm sorry, you can't. We're going to follow the rules.
You're just in the circle of trust.
Just because other people don't follow the rules doesn't mean we're going to break them. Well, then I'm on the phone with my mother last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, and I was telling her about it. And I wanted my mom to give me some support. Like, well, you know, it's the right thing to do, whatever. She's like, well, you know, your sister is letting her daughter hang out, but social distant, like they can't be close together. And it's just one friend can come to the house and they have to stay outdoors. And I'm like, oh, God.
So the question at 222 Buzz is, do you let your teens hang out? Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm taking an informal poll from you guys now.
What do you think? 222-2899. As Buzz Baby University professor, you can call up and just be that teacher. And
I'm so torn. A part of me really wants to say, no, I'm sorry. I don't care what other people do. This is what we were told to do, not to hang out. I want to protect my family. But then I'm like, oh my gosh, am I making my kid an outcast of her friend group because I'm playing by the rules so
peer
much?
Peer pressure versus pandemic.
This is awful. Yeah, this is an awful spot to be in.
Okay, I got calls coming in. What do you think? 222-2899, we've got this informal poll.
Informal poll, I would say not a couple, but hanging out one at a time where you can actually control it and be around where some people are. But yeah, I mean, one friend at a time, I would agree with. If you start getting too many clusters of teenagers together, they won't think about anything but what's right directly in front of them, and that's not going to be social distancing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So your team, yes, it's okay. One.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Team yes for okay. One.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take it easy. What do you call it? 222-2899 in Buzz Baby University. Is it okay for your teenager to hang out with?
I don't know. What do you say? A few friends.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
One, two.
Yeah. Go ahead. Give us a call here on The Buzz. 98.9 Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. Ooh, Green Day on Thursday. Green Day. Yeah. It's Pizzano and Sandy with Sunshine 72. Sandy, before we get to your letting your teens hang out in this day and age or this weekend, Memorial Day, they want to hang with their friends in the neighborhood. I will say that we are going to get some sun tomorrow, but then a few more clouds for the afternoon. And this is where your slight chance of shower comes in later in the day, tomorrow, Friday, especially south of Rochester. And it'll be another 72, 74 degree day, which is awesome. As Buzz Baby University, Sandy's having a little dilemma. Her daughter, 15-year-old, soon to be 16 in a couple months.
I'm so torn.
She wants to hang with her girlfriends in the neighborhood.
A part of me is not torn at all. Like, I know what I want to do. I know what my answer is. My answer is no. You can't hang out with your friends. We're not supposed to. But then she tells me, listen, I feel like I'm breaking away from my close friend group because they're all hanging out and I'm the only one. Now, I don't know how dramatic she's being, but she's like, I'm the only one that has not seen a friend.
Does this sound like you when you were her age? Because even though there was no pandemic.
Yeah. Mom, just let me out of the house. I don't know what to do now.
Do you find yourself like, is this a bit of deja vu?
Yeah, like I'm on the other side of it.
Right. And now, do you realize how much you've trained your children in guilt, maybe? Do you think she's playing you a little bit?
Oh, gosh, she probably is. She totally plays us. Right. But then I go to my husband, I'm like, what do we do? Do we just loosen up a little bit? No. Then they'd be at school if we could loosen up a little bit. The reason why they're home from school is because we got to stay apart. And then, I don't know, then my mother's like, well, if they're wearing face masks and they're outside and they're far apart from each other, I'm like, yeah, right, baloney. You think the face masks are going to stay on the entire time? You think teenagers are not going to, here, look at my phone, no, they're going to get closer than 6 feet. Right?
I would love a baloney face mask if that's what you're talking about. Those sound like fun. How about this?
You know what I mean? What? Like you can't tell teenagers, okay, here, practice social distance. It's hard enough for us to stay 6 feet apart from each other as adults and keep our face masks on because it feels uncomfortable. Now you're going to tell kids who are trying to definitely look and be cool to stay far apart from each other and keep your face mask on?
I don't know. I kind of feel like you've got to let them, you got to give them a little bit of a leader. Oh. Just let the reel out a little bit. You know, if they've been socially distant, like you guys have, I mean, we're talking circle of trust, Fort Knox, nobody in, nobody out.
Yeah, she hasn't seen any of her friends. And now with the sensitivity of mental health, now I'm like, oh, God. What is this doing to her?
I love that you're going through the early teen tween years.
It's awful.
I've been through it. It's like, calls coming
in. You were so easygoing about everything.
And guess what? They turned out fine. But then there wasn't a pandemic.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we're taking an informal poll. Majority wins here. I'm going to do whatever you say.
Okay.
222289.
Yeah, let's go to it. Hi, Buzz.
What's going on?
What's up? How are you, Donzo?
Good.
Now, you got like 17 and a half kids or something like that, right?
Close enough.
Okay. And then some of them are in that teenage years, correct?
Yep. And much older, yeah.
What do you say? I kind of have a feeling I already know what Don's going to say.
I see it's good. Go for it.
Let them all hang.
Let them hang.
What about the Rona?
We drink Miller Lite. I'm not worried about that.
Not that Corona.
Do you have them at least practice social distancing when they're together? That's probably the struggle. Okay.
Nope, not at all.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Don.
Anytime.
Okay, bye. Okay, we're always a 222 Buzz. Got another call coming in. Here's Andy Waters. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think she should let her go. Why not?
Oh, geez. You too?
I think this is my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The more we hear social distancing, the more we actually believe it. So I think that, you know, it's okay. Why not?
Okay, so how many friends are you talking? How many teenagers would you allow to get together?
You can have as many as you want. Like,
oh, my gosh. Really?
Believe me, it's not as rampant as people think it is. It is there. But let your kids live, you know? Let people live. Go visit your friends.
I mean, this is against the grain of what all the local and state officials are saying, especially for Memorial Day weekend. Like, we don't want to cause a spike and have you go back off of work again. You know?
It's not going to cause a spike, believe me.
Okay.
Both of them happen. 0.001%.
Okay, so thank you for your opinion. And
am I the only rule follower here in Buzz Baby University? I really am.
Let's take another call and see. Hi, the Buzz. Morning.
Morning.
Hey, how you feel?
I'm hanging in there. Now, I actually have a 17-year-old son.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay, so your 17-year-old kind of feels like he's independent. He's grown up.
Actually, he is really adult. He's old for his age.
Oh, really? An old soul.
Yes, from day one.
So what do you think? How do you feel about him hanging with his friends? Does he want to or what?
Actually, one of his closest friends just turned 18 yesterday.
Okay.
And she invited him and one other person over to her home, supervised by her parents. Mm-hmm. And they remained outside. They did 6 feet. They did everything they were supposed to do. And when my son turns 17 in a month and a half, or I'm sorry, 18 in a month and a half, mm-hmm. if he wants to do something similar, having a small group of people over where I can supervise at a reasonable distance, you know, he's got to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I can control the exit. I can control the distancing and what the kids are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Go to the dollar store, get a bunch of pool noodles, and just strap it to their heads. 6 feet. That's all you got to do. 98.9 to Buzz, Satisfaction. Yes, little Rolling Stones. Good morning. It's going to be nice out today. Thus, the pool noodles need to go on the forehead so you could stay 6 feet apart, right, Sandy?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you people. Well, majority rules, and the majority of you said it's okay for teenagers to hang out.
We're going to continue this.
I feel like a terrible mother, by the way, because I've been so hard on my answer of nobody allowed to hang out. Now I feel awful because all of you, not one person was saying no, they shouldn't.
I know. And it's funny. Now if you go back on it, then you're like, you know, your kids are going to be like, oh, well.
No, I'm going to say. Buzz listener says. No, really. I did a poll. I'll be honest.
Go for it. Oh, beautiful day. Mostly sunny, 72. Sunset is 8:34 p.m. And there's usually a good half hour after that that you can see. Beautiful. Tomorrow, some sun early. A few more clouds by the afternoon. And your Friday, slight chance of a shower later in the day, especially south of Rochester. 72 degrees, a little cooler near the lake. Got calls coming in. Hi, the Buzz.
Is this Scotty?
Yes, yeah.
I hope so.
How about a shout out to all the Wegman Food Market drivers?
Drivers, yes.
You're talking about get up early. I've been in this big brown truck since 6 o'clock last night.
Thank you. Because you guys gotta do everything when we're not shopping.
That's, you know what? I mean, fortunate for like me, the COVID has just drove our business insane.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. It's really helped out. But, you know, it being as essential as you are, and I've said this before, and, you know, Sandy, you gave me crap for it.
I think this is offensive, but okay. Say it again.
So, I mean, you had a gig. You did your thing, right? Did you really think that you were, like, now you're like, oh, my God, I really am essential?
Actually, I'm not really from Rochester. I moved up here 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I used to always listen to Scott and Allie down in Corning, Elmira area.
Oh, my God. I know her.
Yeah. Scott and Allie.
Remember
and
Allie?
When I moved up here, I jumped over listening to you guys. I've only been in Rochester like 2 years.
That's cool. Aww, well, thank
welcome
you.
Welcome to Rochester.
Yeah.
But I do like your station. I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, thanks for being essential, man. See, I didn't offend him, Sandy. It didn't offend him that I said.
I don't know if anybody will tell you directly.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, buddy boy. Take it easy. Bye.
Let's put it in the judgment zone.
Wait, what?
The whole, did you ever think you were essential? You're on trial for that, I think.
Me?
Because you're going to keep saying it until somebody really besides me, someone other than me, tells you that's offensive.
It's not offensive. It's completely justified to recognize someone saying, hey, listen, you really are. And you probably never thought you weren't, but you really are.
Okay.
Really?
Everybody, 222-2899, you weigh in on this. Did you ever think you were essential? Jerk or justified?
Okay, stay there.
The Judgment Zone.
Is it?
I gotta save you.
Is it because we've been working together for 20 years and you just think you can just completely every day just destroy?
Nitpick every one of your words.
Pick me up.
I'm trying to make you a better person. And I know you don't say it to be mean, but it. It's all, you can't tell people that. You got to stop. And you've said it a handful of times.
It started the other day when a wonderful listener, I think her name was Annette, she called up. She goes, hey, I'm working at Walmart. And we're putting in gates and we're talking. And she's essential worker. And I'm like, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that, you know, you just have this nice little job, you're doing your thing, and now you are so more vitally important than you ever were in the past? Meaning, did you ever think you were not
essential?
Like an essential. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that dude, I mean, it's several people. I mean, every time we talk to somebody who works in, you know, in is an essential worker now, right? Is going to work. Mm-hmm. You say that to them.
I do.
You know what that is? You
it's
know,
compliment.
You know what that translates to?
What?
Did you ever realize you were important? Because before you weren't.
Sandra, you are so bad. You are twisting this.
No,
I think it's completely justified to ask that.
Yes. No, it's not. Because what do we say when we first got the email? You guys got to weigh in on this. Jerk or justified, 222-2899. When we first got the email, right, when this whole pandemic came down, it laid out, okay, we will have non-essential workers work from home. The essential workers will stay in.
Mm-hmm.
And that we were joking in the studio, like, oh, guess we're important. We even replaced the word essential with the word important. So for you to tell that to people, like, hey, did you ever think you were essential? Did you ever think you were important? Is a smack.
I don't see it like that. It's not a jerk. It's justified to say to you, I'm saying to you, if this is as a compliment, essential worker means something different. It did than in November.
It really didn't.
Yes, it did. Because an essential worker, quote unquote, is you that's listening right now, driving something to a store, or you right now going to work in retail, or you right now have to do restaurant stuff or whatever, or, you know, janitorial services. Did you ever think you were an essential worker? It's a compliment. It's justified.
Okay. Well, we'll see what the court says. Buzz listeners are going to weigh in. Jerk or justified? 222-2899.
222 Buzz.
Did you ever think you were essential?
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, Scott.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm going to go, unfortunately, Scott, against you and go with jerk.
God. Good. Well, this is for his own good, I believe.
Ray, I thought you were my friend.
Well, I'm going to, at the risk of sounding like a motivational speaker, we are all essential to someone. If nothing else, we are essential to ourselves.
Okay, the word.
You preach.
The word essential, I think, is the most important one to concentrate on. Meaning.
Well, essential. You are meaningful to somebody somewhere in life. Doesn't mean you have to have an essential job. Most everybody has an essential job. One job takes care of it, the other job takes care of the other job, and so forth and so on, in domino effect.
Okay.
Bottom line is, you're essential to someone. If nothing else, you're essential to yourself. Always live by that.
Bring a tear to my eye. Beautiful.
So you say?
Sorry, Scott. Jerk to say, did you ever feel like you were essential?
Thank you, Tony Robbins. What do you say? 222-2899. Is it jerk or justified?
To say, did you ever think you were essential?
98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy's Judgment Zone, 222-2899. Jerk or justified, because Sandy put me in the Judgment Zone this morning.
Yes, I did. I did. You keep telling listeners something, and I'm like, oh, God, I cringe every time you say it to them. You always say, did you ever think you were essential? You know how offensive that is?
All right, let's go to the calls. Good morning, the Buzz.
Good morning.
Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Thank y'all. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but, you know, that 16-year-old, whatever, kid who's stocking shelves, never thought, I'm really changing someone's life. He's there to get a few bucks to go out and party, and he's done.
Exactly what I'm thinking. Thank you.
Okay, and then the 40-something-year-old who always thought they were important, now Scott's telling him, hey, listen, you know what, before this pandemic hit, you were just kind of like,
nobody.
You were a nobody. You're crushing people's egos over here.
I got a justified, Sandy. I'm taking it. Thanks, Donzo.
Anytime.
Justified.
You know.
All right. What do you think? You have to tell us, jerk or justified, if someone said to you, did you ever think you were essential? Scott keeps saying it.
Call us jerk or justified. Come on. You know what it is. 222-2899 on the Buzz. Call us now.
It's never meant with malice, this phrase.
Well, I you know, nothing you really do is ever meant to hurt somebody's feelings. You're a sensitive kind of guy. But sometimes you say things, you speak before you think. You know what I mean? And you just say things and it's like, oh, God, why did he say that?
Or you know what? To have you sound like a mom, my mom and my wife at the same time. You are a demon with two heads.
Oh, that's cruel. I'm looking out for your best interest, like any other good mother would.
All I said is I'm asking people what they, you know, you call us up here on the Buzz. We, you know, we're sitting here. We want to know what you do and what you're out there doing. And you know, when we had someone call up and tell us what that, then I'm like, I'm thinking, wow, you are essential. Did you ever think that you would be a, quote, coronavirus pandemic official essential worker?
Oh, basically. Now you added in a lot of extra stuff there.
That's the discussion on the inside of my head.
In your head, right?
Yeah.
But what comes out is just you saying, hey, did you ever think you'd be essential? Why don't you instead say, because that sounds like a jerk move.
Mm.
That's like, what? Did you ever think you would weigh that much at your age? You know what I mean? Why don't you just throw that in there? Did you ever think you would not have as much money in your bank account as you do? I mean, why don't you just throw that in there, too?
That's not what I mean.
It's terrible. Instead, you should say, you've always been essential in my eyes.
Oh, everybody gets a trophy. That's the problem. A lot of us don't think we deserve trophies. And I wanted to point out, did you ever think that you would be essential?
Well, okay, so it's on trial now. Officially, you guys have the verdict in your hands.
Okay.
So you have to decide, is that phrase, to say that to someone, is that jerk or justified?
Okay.
Now, if you guys rule that this is jerk, Scott will stop saying that to me. If you say it's justified, well, then so be it. I'll jump on in.
Then call us up and tell us what you do. Okay, Buzz, good morning. What do you think? Hello?
Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Jerk or justified, man? What do you think?
It is justified. Reason being is, so I work security for the city school district.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you guys know, with the food handing out thing. And,
sure.
You know, that,
yeah, man, that's awesome.
Who knew that they would bring us in to do that? You know, they've been paying us regardless, but who knew that they would bring us back to do that?
Yeah.
When I thought of essential workers before this, I'm thinking, you know, firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, police officers.
Right.
Doctors, nurses. You know, I'm thinking the whole healthcare line.
Yeah, the people who we couldn't survive without, like the important people.
Exactly. So who knew, you know, who knew custodians? Security guard. Who knew that, you know, one day that those people in those professions would be technically considered essential workers?
Right.
Yeah, but they are essential workers. We thought that all along. Some of us did.
Right. I thought I was only essential during the school year.
Right. Now you're more essential than ever before. You're handing out food to people.
Here's the reason why I think it's jerk. Because you don't know how that other person is going to take it. So you got to flat out stop saying that to people. It's borderline offensive.
That's the second justify in a row. Thank you.
All right.
Hi to Buzz. Jerk of justify. Good morning.
I think you're justified, Scott.
What did he say?
Justified. He said justified.
You did? If I told you you were, oh, wow, did you ever think you were actually important? That's okay with you?
Sure.
You're, oh.
I'm an essential worker. I never thought I'd be in an important position.
Right. What do you do?
I'm an auto mechanic.
There you go.
Well, of course you're important.
I'd be replaceable.
We need you.
Time to ask for a raise, brother. Thanks for the call. Jeez, Sandy.
Who knew, huh?
Is this really how it's going to end?
Think
really?
So. Yeah.
All right. The people have spoken. The court has ruled to say to someone, for Scott to tell you, did you ever think you'd be essential?
Is justified.
Justify me, 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 just
Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.